Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shkalim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shlosha Asar Shaifores, there were 13 of these Shaifores boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, as long as Shlosha Asar Shulchanos, 13 special tables, and Shlosh Esrei Hishtachavai, Sayyid B'Mikdash. There were also 13 places where the people would bow down. We'll explain each one, Yez Hashem Yisbarach, one by one, but first, there were 13 Shaifores boxes, so we explained earlier. These were boxes narrow on top, wide on bottom, kind of like a shofar, and it was designed that way, so that no one should make believe like he's putting money in, and as he's putting in, he's really taking it out. This way, because it was narrow on top, it was easy to put the money in, but he would have a much harder time trying to sneak the money out. Now, we didn't know yet what the purpose of these 13 boxes were. We have already learned that two were used for shkolim. But this is the derech of Mishnayis. Once we mention something, the Mishnah, after discussing the current halachas, like we did till now, will go on to say, okay, we mentioned that there are shofaris in the Beis HaMikdash. Let me tell you how many they were, and let me tell you what their purpose was. And while we mention the number 13, the Mishnah also goes on to mention Me'inyin Li'inyin B'yais Inyan about the 13 tables, the 13 Ishtachavais, and that's what we're going to be learning about in this Perik Bez Hashem Yisbarach, where these things were and what they were for. So again, Zakta Mishnah, Shloisha Asar Shofaris, there were 13 of these boxes for the collection of money, Shloisha Asar Shulchanais, 13 of these tables, and Shloish Esrei Hishtachavois, Hoya B'Mikdash. Anyone who came to the Beis HaMikdash would follow a certain route. He would circle to his right, supposed to go to your right first, and he would come out at the shar, at the gate that was to the left of that through which he entered. And during this hakafa of going around, he would bow down at each of the 13 places mentioned in the Mishnah. Shel Beis Rav Gamliel, the Shel Beis Rav Chananya Sgan HaKehanim, people from the house of Rav Gamliel, and the people from the house of Rav Chananya, who was the Sgan to Kehanim, even though before we had it as Rabbi Chanina, so the Farshim talk about this, they say basically it's the same name. Hayim Mishtach Ben Arba Esrei, they were noyik to bow down 14 times. Now, these families had very strong messiahs as to what was going on at the Beis HaMikdash, and I guess they knew things that others didn't know. So the Mishnah wants to know, v'heichon hoisa yisela, where was this extra bowing down? Enfit the Mishnah, keneged dir ha'etzim. It was opposite the room where they kept the wood. Now, of course, this wasn't just ordinary wood. This was the atzei hamaracha. This was the wood for the Mizbeach. And as the Batanura explains, it was on the northeast corner of the Ezra's Noshi. But why stop and take a Bekavadik bow over there? And the answer is, says the Mishnah, Shekein Mesaidus Biyadam. They had a Mesaida amongst them, Yavaseim, from their fathers, from their ancestors. Shesham Ha'orain Nignaz. That is where the Orain was hidden. I don't understand. What do you mean that's where the Orin was hidden? If this is the Beis HaMikdash and a functioning Beis HaMikdash, isn't the Orin and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So I'm sure many of you are going to answer that in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Orin. It was hidden. And I will tell you an even greater finish, that even toward the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the Orin. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was going to be destroyed. He knew there was going to be a Galus. One of the reasons that David HaMelech couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash is that if David would build it, it could not be destroyed. And there was a gzeir that it should be destroyed. It was Shafach Chamasai al Eitzim v'alavonim. If the Beis HaMikdash would have not been destroyed, then Chas v'shalom. The gzeir could have been worse for Klal Yisrael themselves. The Beis HaMikdash was a kapara for Klal Yisrael. So because Shlomo HaMelech knew what's going to happen later on, right away, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he built a series of subterranean tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, secret and hidden tunnels. He built it in such a way where it would be almost impossible to find, curved and twisted and hidden tunnels. We find in the Pasuk, in Divrei HaYamim, that Yeshayahu said to the Leviim, who know these things, take the Aron HaKodesh and place it in the house that Shlomo built. What does that mean, in the house that Shlomo built? The Beis HaMikdash is the house that Shlomo built. No, he was referring to another house. He was referring to the underground areas. What else was hidden over there, the Batanura explains? The stick of Aaron, the Tzantzenes Haman, and a bottle of the Shemen HaMishcha. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, there were 13 shofaris, 13 tables, which we'll learn about soon, be as a Shemiz Barach, exactly what they were used for. And there were 13 places in the Beis HaMikdash where, when someone went around, he would bow down. Members of Rav Gamliel and Rav Chananya's house would bow down a 14th time. And that was Keneged the Dir HaEitzim, where they kept the wood, because they had a Mesira, that's where the Arim was hidden.